Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
What do girls want anyway? Well, apparently not total losers. We're pretty good at basketball. Yeah, as long as we don't have to run or jump or dribble or nothing.
Isaac Rob.
Hey, you guys up for a little game?
Sure.
Well, let's make it interesting. Say $20.
How about 50?
You're on.
Jason Sukanik.
Dude, we don't have $50. We don't have 20.
This is Prime Time on the Fan Sports Network.
What the hell's up with that? We win, and they get the chips. That sucks, dude.
105.1 and 1080.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's jobs. We gotta get jobs. Then we get the khakis. Then we get the chicks.
The Fan.
Hey, what it do? A little lackluster on your part.
That was? Yeah,
no, okay. It wasn't. It was lackluster about? On my part.
What'd you do?
I thought that was good.
Yeah, it was like good, it. Except I did not have his mic potted up.
Oh,
he
is that
had
what
it was? On. It was the little slider here, the volume, wasn't on.
When I was driving in, you were pretty low on the mix, Buckley.
Thanks.
You're not anymore.
I'm Jason Swigart, and I can't control the sound of my voice.
I noticed that as well, and then I moved it up.
But so. I never know to, like, should I text when I hear something like that? Like,
yeah, Patrick Harris did yesterday.
Yeah. He did?
Yeah.
What did he text?
He said, hey, I think you should pot up a little bit. Your voice is a little low.
Mm. Yeah, it's always weird when you're like, do I mind my own business? It's like when you see something on the street, and you're like, I don't know if I need to be in this auto zone right now. It's like a weird, like, you know, do you say something? I find it best to just mind your own business.
Yeah, I didn't text him.
You thought about it.
I just turned the channel.
I have that every now and then. Because I assume that when I text in, I'm going to get one of these thanks tips, like we're aware.
Yeah.
Like we've been battling
all
day.
Well, they should be aware, but maybe they're not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or it sounds different out there than it does in that room. And so what do you do then? Yeah. It sounds good in the room, but bad in the car.
You
what do?
You mind your own damn business.
I think that's
you
right.
You, when
I think
doubt,
you punt.
This is why Isaac didn't contact
me. I like it.
That's right.
As
I'm punting.
A wiser man than me once said, let's just hide in the closet and hope everything works out. It really is a sound strategy.
Yeah.
When in doubt, blame, I don't know, it's blame Buckley. Isn't he in charge of something over there?
Like, yeah.
He's supposed to be in
he's
the
supposed know. To make you sound good, and
exactly.
He failed right off the top.
Way
Shane
to go,
Falco,
Buckley.
So Malcho.
Man.
I do a good enough job. I think we do a good enough job on our own of making ourselves sound terrible, let alone without Buckley's help.
You sure do.
Yeah, text line says 3 seconds into the show and Buck's already screwed it up. It's true.
It's that one guy that gets
you.
There's one guy on the text program that just is on Buck's ass at all times.
Do you remember Show Killer?
Oh, yeah. Was it Phil the Show Killer?
Phil the Show Killer.
Yeah. Was that Dan Patrick?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think he called him, I don't know, but I think he called him Show Killer because he had an innate ability
to grind it to a halt.
To screw the show up.
Yes. Yes. Phil the Show Killer.
Buck is not that. He is not that.
Ooh, look at you going,
no.
But you're about to drop a bad hand, the backhand of compliment, aren't you?
No.
But.
Buck's great. Oh. He's not that. I mean, producers screw up from time to time.
Buckley, you got to admit, you thought something bad was coming there. I thought we were going to get a
I thought we were getting a butt.
I thought the butt was coming.
Yeah, I know why you would think that.
I felt really confident in
there
that moment.
There's no butt.
That there was a butt.
Nope.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact,
often prefaces a takedown with something really nice.
Yeah.
I think we've had, I can think of one producer who was more, way more of a show killer on this show.
See, there you go. That's him. That's the story. Like, I'm not saying Buck doesn't kill the show, but we've had people that have really killed.
And I won't even name them.
I'm not saying you're not a smelly bastard, but boy, compared to that one guy.
You don't smell as bad as Dusty.
You ever have that alcoholic friend that only compares himself to like raging alcoholics?
Yeah, the other alcoholics he knows. I'm not as bad as Jim.
Yeah, it's a comparative statement. You're like, yeah, I mean, look, I got a drinking problem. I pee my pants every now and then, but I'm not that guy. That guy's a real mess.
Dude, Jim takes down a 24-pack every night. I'm only at 18.
I love that sort of mental gymnastics that we can do. I'm doing fine. Yeah, that guy's got like 5 DUIs. Like, what do you want from me? I just like to have a good time.
I brought props today.
You brought props?
Yeah. I wanted to show you something.
That makes me uncomfortable. Again, just the sound and the tone of your voice, I felt like something bad was about, like, I never want to hear Rob be like, I brought props. I wanted to show
it's
you
something.
It's
not in my pants.
As, you know.
I brought props. So, you know, the olds, my olds.
Yeah.
They live here now.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
There's a buzz. When I'm out and about, let me tell you something.
People are saying.
People are talking. There's a buzz on the street about the Rops and their presence in this fine community of ours.
So it's been a long process, but they are finally moving into their
the old homes.
The old homes. Yeah. Like they're moving into senior living, which is probably going to be the last place they live, but you never know.
It's like a frat house, but for olds. You know.
I tell you what, yesterday did feel a bit like the first day of school.
Yeah. You're like dropping them off.
Where all the olds are meeting each other.
Tussle their hair a little bit. You know, is there a name tag involved? Maybe there's instead of a lunchbox, you have their pill caddy, and you're like, all
that's
right.
That's right. A lot of gossiping going on. Like, are they married? Who's that? Where are they from? Mm. Well, anyway.
Is it true? Like, well, I wonder if Papa Rop's going to be a hot commodity at the old center. They're like, who's this young stallion coming in here? And then Mama Rop has to be like, he's taken, bitches. Dude, this could be a whole thing.
So, they keep everything.
Yeah.
Like most old people.
Sure.
And today, well, over the last week, we've been moving them slowly into their new digs. Mm-hmm. And in their storage unit, I have found old posters from my room from when I was a child.
Why do they have posters from your
Like wow. I said,
they keep everything.
So I am going to open these. I don't know what these are.
You haven't opened those yet.
No, I wanted to do it on the show.
I want nothing more than one of those to be a Budweiser poster. Or
Budweiser? What is that?
You didn't have the Budweiser poster?
Oh, I remember that. No. I remember like my friend's Dude. Older brothers had those on the back of their door.
Budweiser?
I've told the story before that the coolest kid we knew, and he was like way older than us, his name was Tony Hall. And he had a waterbed and he had like a bong.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
That one. And he had a poster on his wall that was Budweiser. And it was just a bunch of gals like in bathing suits.
Some hots and thong bikinis.
Some hots and thong bikinis. Yeah. And then it looked like the Budweiser, the Budweiser label, but it wasn't.
It was Budweiser.
It was Budweiser. And let me tell you something. I thought the Budweiser poster and Tony Hall were the coolest things imaginable. And I asked for the Budweiser poster. And guess what? Denied.
I didn't have that. I was too classy for that.
Do you have like one, maybe like a Lamborghini? Because that was the other
Not
one.
Not a car guy.
Maybe like a hot with a Lamborghini.
Dude, I was all sports. Let's take a look. You want to take a look?
Yeah, I do want to take a look. You were all sports?
Mostly.
You didn't have any Spencer's Gifts filth?
I think there were some hots. I think there might have been a Christie Brinkley.
I remember I had a Cindy Crawford one. I think I had an Anna Nicole Smith at one point.
Okay, guys. I'm going to open this first one.
I love that you have not opened
No,
this.
I wanted to do it on. I thought it'd be fun.
Yeah, this is fun.
Because it's kind of fun for me to go, I wonder what those are.
And you'll remember. The moment you open it, you'll be like, I totally
for sure.
remember
People
this.
Have entire YouTube channels dedicated to stuff just like this.
Do they?
Unboxings, unwrappings, and let's find out what's in this old box. Yeah.
Okay, this one I know. This is. See, I thought that's what this one was.
You had a hankering?
But I thought we also framed it, so maybe they took it out of the frame at some point.
Well, I could see that, because you can't travel with the frame.
But the first one, and I'll unveil this here for CW as well.
Oh, dude,
Michael
that's a
Jordan.
Classic.
Yeah, the Michael wings. Jordan wings.
Dude, that is a classic.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Dude, that may be...
What's that say on there?
It's a quote about flying, if I'm not mistaken.
No birds soar too high,
Yeah, it's like a Emerson.
If he soars with his own wings, William Blake.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
Dude, that is...
Dude.
You know what's interesting? I'll bet you that right there, like on eBay in that condition, sells for like $100, $200.
I think I'm going to frame it.
Yeah. That was kind of the coolest sports poster of our...
It was the way coolest. Growing up. Isn't it like 6 feet tall? It's like his real wingspan?
Yes, it's his real wingspan.
Yeah, life size.
That is a quintessential...
Nice. Nice.
Like 80s, 90s poster.
I just made
that might
bucks.
Be the gold standard.
Okay, so that's the first one.
Wow, kudos to Mom, Pa, Rob.
See, this is, and you know Mom is listening right now, and she's going, see, this is why I keep everything, including plastic bag from 1984.
Dude, that's the OG right
ready?
There.
I think there's multiple in here. I'm going to go one at a time here.
So that vintage poster, original printing, not a recreation, it's selling right now for $225.
Dang.
Yeah.
Girl,
yeah,
I'm keeping it.
Yeah, like I'm telling you, that is a big time collector's. That's a big time collector's item.
Glad I didn't toss it.
Yeah, yeah, that's really cool.
All right, there's that one. Okay, so there's three more. Here is the first one.
I don't think it's gonna get any better than that. Oh, I remember that one.
What do you see there?
That's the is it Silver Streak?
Barry Sanders.
Yeah, what's the caption at the bottom?
I think it's Silver Streak, if I remember. I used to love these like. The
Silver Streak.
Silver Streak. And there's like a train behind him, right?
But it says 257 at the top. What is that?
It might be like his like a
consecutive
rushing yards or something that he had. I don't know.
Or is that like a single game record at that point or something?
But I remember the Silver Streak. Okay. I used to love those. That was like the Land of Boz posters. They had like a Chicago Vice.
I'm gonna pull the third one out back here. I still haven't seen these.
Dude, this is phenomenal. Although these are kind of beat up.
These are, they're very beat up. Oh, there we go. Oh. Okay, Bobo. Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
And his sweet swing.
Yeah. That makes sense. I was going to say, being a Kansas boy, you had to have a Bo Jackson in there somewhere.
This is my guy right here.
I was thinking maybe you'd have the Bo Jackson and the shoulder pads with the bat.
Look at those unis.
I know.
God.
It's as good as it gets. It's
a
clean.
Young, sexy Bo Jackson. Okay, and then the last one.
Come on, Budweiser. Come on, Budweiser.
Maybe it's a hot. Let's see. The last poster from my childhood is...
Oh, there's another Bo. I remember that one.
What is it?
That's the Bo Jackson.
Black and blue.
That's the black and blue. Raiders and Royals.
Ooh, that was my favorite
one. I had that poster. That's the only one of those that I had. I wasn't cool enough to have the Jordan poster, but I did have the black and blue Bo Jackson.
Dude.
Yeah.
If these weren't so beat up, I'd hang them.
Yeah. Well, the Jordan one, you should. The Jordan one.
No, that one's
hang.
Different.
That one's in really good shape.
I think Mom knew.
Yeah. I don't know if you can.
I don't know if you know, but my mom deals in sports memorabilia on the black market.
I don't know if you can unwrinkle.
Yeah,
posters.
I don't know. Can you? Can,
I don't
you,
know.
Can I iron that?
I don't know. I'll bet you there's a YouTube channel dedicated to.
Cool.
To uncrinkling posters.
So two Bo Jacksons, a Barry Sanders, and Michael Jordan wings. Dude, this is a great poster.
That is a great poster.
So the black and blue is Bo just standing there. With his Raiders stuff on the left and his Royals stuff on the right.
Yep. Dude, I remember all of those, like...
Super cool.
All those posters had, like...
All right.
They had, like, a theme. I had one... I'm trying to remember when I was a kid. I had one of Eric Dickerson that was Roboback. I had the Chicago Vice, which was Peyton and Jim McMahon dressed up as the Miami Vice Bros. Dude, there were so many of those that were
Did you have
that.
Magic Johnson?
I had
a George Brett, but I don't know where it is.
I think I had the Magic Johnson one with the ruler. You know, there was a life size.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It was like 6'9", and then you could measure yourself on it. I had that one. There was a Bash Brothers one. Instead of Blues Brothers, it was the Bash Brothers. And so they had the sunglasses and the fedoras, and that was
they're in their suits and on the front of like Cadillac.
Yep. The Blazers ones was Here Comes Trouble, and was Buck, Jerome, and Porter. And they were running down the floor. Dude, I like when you were a kid, posters were a big deal. I remember either going to the card shop or going to Spencer's Gifts at the mall. And getting to pick out a poster, it was a big deal when my mom let me buy a poster. Even though she wouldn't let me buy smut. Kudos to Mom, Pa, Rob.
Was smut, like if they're in a bikini, is that
smut? Yeah, it was smut.
Boy, times have changed, haven't, haven't they?
Yeah. Yeah, it was all smut. I think the best that I was allowed to have was, I had like a Cindy Crawford, but she was in like clothing. And then I had a Alyssa Milano poster in a New Jersey Devils jersey. And that was like, that's what I was allowed to, I was not allowed to have the Tony Hall smut.
Yeah, I had a poster on the back of my door, and I think it was Pam Anderson, and it just said floss daily, and it had a string bikini.
String bikini.
Classy. A little glimpse into Buck's world.
Glimpse into Buck's world.
As a child. Yeah. Somebody said, text line, you remember Dr. J in the med coat?
I don't remember that one.
I do. That was a good one.
I don't remember that. I had one of... I never had the wings. I always wanted that one. I had the one of Jordan taking off from the free throw line. And then I transitioned into angry fat kid, like Metallica, like Pantera posters.
Yeah.
Then that became like an angry teenage phase.
You were Mike Lynch before Mike Lynch.
I was Mike Lynch before, yes.
You walked so Mike Lynch could run.
Yeah. There was a rat poster, today the seller, tomorrow the world. I think maybe there was an Ozzy Osbourne poster up there, like the Blizzard of Oz.
R.I.P.
It was like stuff like that. So it was like, it was sports when I was a kid, and then I transitioned into an angry youth phase. You know, you turn up your music loud, and you're like, no one understands me.
Close your door. Mom's like, dinner time.
Go away. Don't tell me. And then you just, one day you wake up, and you're like, what the hell? Lighten up, Francis.
What is this world?
Yeah.
All right.
What the hell is going
what
on?
What is going on? Childhood poster talk. Okay.
I thoroughly enjoyed that. Yeah, that was fantastic.
I'm excited to find out that wings is worth something.
Yeah, dude. Those posters. Some of those posters are really are big time collectibles. There was one that I wanted and I never could finish it. There was one of, and it was a two series one. It was one of Dwight Gooden. And he was throwing an apple, and the apple was on fire. And then if you could, you could buy the other one, and it was Gary Carter in a separate poster, squatting down, getting ready to catch it.
Oh, it's like a two-part series.
It was a two-part with it in the background. And I had the Doc Gooden one, and I never, like...
Never completed the set?
Well, you can't, like, there was no internet.
Yeah.
Like, where did you find it? Like, in... Vancouver, Washington, there wasn't a lot of Gary Carter posters.
Yeah, had to just happen to be at the store that happened to get it.
Yes,
yeah.
But I was always jealous of when you would see the two of them together and then like people would have them signed. I always loved that one.
The mailman, that was a big one.
Yeah, the mailman delivers.
Yeah, yeah. He was dressed, what he was wearing. But
he was wearing a mail outfit, but it was like a deep V, like it was a lot of bare chest.
Yeah, showing off some muscle.
Showing off some teat.
Chest meat. And delivering mail, Carl Malone.
Yeah.
A couple of my buddies had the Ricky Henderson Man of Steel, STEEL.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That was a great one. Oh, Bosworth was a big one.
That was
the
Land of Boz.
Land of Boz. Yeah.
I had the Land of Boz, and it was it was there with a hot Dorothy, and then like the little, and she was hot. I was excited because that was like my form of smut. And then like they had the little munchkins in the back. Don Mattingly had a cool one.
Yeah, the Hitman one.
The Hitman, and he was really like.
Good. In a pinstripe suit.
Yeah, like
right?
a gangster style. Yeah. That was
the dumbest one was the Bermuda Triangle. Do you remember this one?
Which one was the Bermuda Triangle?
It was the Chicago Bears, and it says they can go in, but they don't come out. And it shows like a Green Bay Packer with his eyes rolling back into his head, like they just knocked him on his ass.
Yeah.
And it's Mike Singletary. The other two guys, their names are Marshall and Wilson.
Yeah, it was Otis Wilson and Wilbur Marshall.
Okay, so it's those three guys standing there in tank tops.
Oh, God.
With their arms folded.
The other one that I liked that was one of my favorites, and I don't remember everyone that was on it. It was a Nike poster, and I think it was either Nike generals or like field generals, and it was all quarterbacks, and they were dressed up like military leaders. So it was like, you know what I mean? Like General Patton. And I don't remember, but I think like Jim Pluckett was on there and like maybe Dan Fouts, like Jim Kelly. And they were all dressed up as generals. And I used to think that one was awesome.
One of the weirdest ones I've seen was the Dale Ellis Silent Assassin one. If you look that up, he's like standing at a window spying on an unsuspecting jazz player who is reading the newspaper. He's wearing a trench coat. And he's got like a bag of... I guess tools to pull off his assassination. It's a whole thing.
Oh yeah, he's telling you to shh.
By the way, I just looked up. So I looked up the it's Nike Field Generals, and by the way, I oversold who was on this poster. We do have Dan Fouts and Jim Plunkett, but we also have Mark Wilson and Eric Hippel, Vince Evans and Jim Zorn.
God.
So we got like Steve Young's in there, so at least that's like something. But man, I I thought there were cooler quarterbacks. I do not remember Vince Evans being on the Nike Field Generals poster.
Who's the worst guy on there?
I think it's Vince Evans.
Who else you say?
Eric Hipple.
Well, right there. Right there.
He's worse than Vince Evans. Now we're going to have to look this up in the break.
Yes.
Who is the worst quarterback? Is it Jim Zorn? Is it...
It's not Zorn.
Ooh, Arch Manning. Archie Manning's on here.
He was all right.
Yeah, he's okay.
It's Hipple or Vince Evans. And then there was one other... Who'd you say before Zorn?
Who do you got? Mark Wilson, Jim Plunkett, Eric Hipple, Archie Manning, Vince Evans, Jim Zorn.
Okay, so it's probably Hipple. I think it's Hipple.
Because like Fouts is legit, Steve Young's legit, Plunkett's legit. Boy, there's some rough ones in there though.
Dude, Eric Hipple sucked.
So did Vince Evans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. No, I'm stumped.
I remember as a kid, I remember those being better quarterbacks on there. But
well, they were big at the time.
They were big at the time, right?
All right. Dido Gate is the story that just won't go away.
No, and it needs to go away at this point. Even I.
Even you're saying that.
When I have grown tired of the phallic throw, it's run its course. Stop.
Someone is claiming ownership of it.
And this is why it immediately became unfunny. And it's stupid.
Well, it was never funny. I got news for you.
It was funny.
But we'll get to that. And how did our Seahawks look last night when we return? Joey Harrington coming up 5:30 here on 105.1 The Fan. So we're stuck on this poster thing here.
Shocking enough, we've been derailed.
Bear with us.
By the worst collection of quarterbacks in the history of posters.
So it's called Nike Field Generals?
Yes, and I loved it. And I had the illusion that there were better quarterbacks. But on further review, I thought that it was Steve Young. And I want clarification. Boys, when you looked at that,
exactly like Steve Young.
It's not Steve Young.
Who is it?
It's Burt Jones. And I know everyone right now is asking.
I don't know who that is.
He was the starting quarterback for the Indianapolis, or I guess at the time, the Baltimore Colts. What? And he sucked.
What?
So what?
This was the collection of quarterbacks on a marquee Nike poster. Dan Fouts, great. And then Mark Wilson, who? Jim Plunkett, who wasn't good, but won Super Bowls with the Raiders. Eric Hipple, Archie Manning, Vince Evans, Jim Zorn, and Burt Jones.
Yuck.
Nike got together and was like, I got a great idea, guys. Let's get these quarterbacks together and really show people what's up.
Would you want a poster of one of these guys on your wall? How about four or five of them together?
And also, am I mistaken, or is Eric Hipple dressed as a Confederate soldier?
Well, I don't know who's who on that. But...
The Confederate soldier is the guy in the gray uniform with the yellow sash. Is that not a Confederate uniform?
It looks very much like that, yes.
This is also making me very uncomfortable. Why is Eric Hipple fighting for the South? What is happening? Nike?
So I
want an explanation.
I looked at Vince Evans versus Eric Hipple.
To find out who was the worst?
Let me first point out that Burt Jones, whom none of us have ever heard of,
yeah,
has better numbers than both Vince Evans and Eric Hipple, and it's not particularly close.
I find that hard to believe.
Well, he has a career QBR of 78. He threw 124 tutties to 101 picks. Eric Hipple threw 55 tutties to 70 picks and has a career quarterback rating of 68.7. Okay, so Hipple worse than Burt Jones. Now, Vince Evans,
and also,
I thought he was better.
No.
He had 52 touchdowns, 74 picks, and a QBR of 63.
So Vince Evans is
the worst guy on
there.
He's
the worst guy.
I haven't even looked at the other guys. I'm so disgusted.
Then we owe Burt Jones, one, an apology for thinking he was Steve Young, and two, for thinking he was the worst one on, and also shame for Eric Hipple for not only sucking, but apparently sucking and being pro-slavery. What is happening?
And Jim Zorn, you know, God.
Jim Zorn sucks too.
He does suck.
Yes.
111 touchdowns, 141 picks, 67 QBR. I thought he was better than that.
No, he was not. Fun fact, Jim Zorn, along with Spider-Man, my first autograph that I got at the Portland Auto Show when I was like 6 years old, I got Jim Zorn and Spider-Man, or just some dude in a Spider-Man outfit, to sign like a Frisbee that they were handing out.
So it wasn't the actual Spider-Man?
It's possible. As far as young as a young me, let's just say I was way more excited about Spider-Man signing my frisbee than Jim Zorn. But that is my connection to the great Jim Zorn.
The modern day Nike Field Generals poster.
Yeah.
I have Justin Herbert.
That's our Dan Fouts.
Yep.
Yeah. Good, but never won anything.
I have Eli Manning.
Is that the ode to Jim Plunkett?
That's the Plunkett.
Yeah.
A couple Super Bowls.
Maybe not the best quarterback. He was, but yeah, they won Super Bowls.
Daniel Jones, because he sucks. Blaine Gabbert, because he's hung around a while and sucks. Sam Darnold, because he kind of resurrected, but still sucks.
Yeah.
I've got Mitchell Trubisky on the list.
I like it. I like
going in there because he's handsome.
He's handsome. It's kind of like a Burt Jones sort of thing.
Andy Dalton, and I am rounding out with Mac Jones.
Can you imagine if we put together, like,
there's your field general.
Nike needs to put out that poster, and they need to do it now. And somehow, in like 1984, they thought this poster was appropriate. I would love to meet the marketing man behind said poster, Vince Evans and Eric Hipple.
All right. How did our Seahawks look last night? Let's dive into that.
Yeah.
Although I didn't watch them, so I can't tell you. But
I did watch.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, look at you being the sports guy today.
Sports.
We'll have that next. But first, Buck with sports.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, we got kicked off the air yesterday because the Seahawks were on, which I had no problem with. At the same time, I'm not watching.
Rob's out.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
You refused to watch preseason.
Well, the
football.
Raiders played Aiden O'Connell, I think.
He was terrible.
Yeah, well, that's because he's Aiden O'Connell.
He went 18 to 30 with 2 picks.
And the Seahawks played Drew Lock.
Drew Lock, and then they gave way to Milroe in the second half.
How'd Milroe look?
He looked all right. I mean, it was like 6 of 10, 60 yards. Had a nice scramble where he ran for...
It's a 27-yard
game, something like that.
He also had a nice little, like, he was in the red zone, rolled out to his right and hit a guy on a crossing route for a first down. It was okay, just, you know.
The first half, I'll watch.
Right. I mean, he's not supposed to be a good thrower. Okay. He got it inside of coverage in between three defenders.
So. Yeah, the first half, I think you can watch and you can kind of get a general feel. You watch in the second half, I mean, you want some rookies to pop, I mean, the Seahawks were up big, and the Raiders came back and tied it. The Raiders were doing nothing when the actual starters were in, but Geno Smith only played, a handful of snaps. Like, he threw three passes. So I'll tell you what, like, the Seahawks looked pretty sharp and the Raiders did not. Take of that what you will. But I think if you're a Seahawks fan, I think there was a lot to like.
Well, what do I take of that? I mean, I don't know what to make of that.
Okay. The Seahawks offensive line looked good. Like, when you're coming in and you're looking for kind of development, this season will hinge on whether the O-line in a new system. So I think with Kubiak's new offense, I thought Gray Zabel, the rookie, looked pretty good. Sam Darnold had a lot of time to throw. They were running a lot of that stuff we've seen in a Shanahan offense, a lot of that wide zone scheme, plenty of time to throw back there for Drew Lock. I think Torrey Holt.
Wait, the great Torrey Holt is back?
No, he's
Horton.
Not.
He was the pick out of Colorado State. He blew out his knee last year, and we didn't even know if he was going to be able to play at all. Fifth round pick, and he's been stellar in camp. He had three big catches, including a touchdown. I thought Arroyo looked good at the tight end spot, and the defense in the first half was suffocating. So I just think there was a lot to like. For what a preseason game was, I think Mike McDonald and company are looking at that today saying, that's a really good outing for us. And I think if you're the Raiders, you know, that you were hoping for a better showing than that.
Well, somebody, I think it was, who's the Seahawks scribe?
Brady Henderson, maybe?
Older guy. Can't remember. I follow him on the tweets, and mm-hmm. he was saying that it looked like the Raiders hadn't tackled.
Yeah, it was bad.
And after the game, I think Pete Carroll said that they had not tackled in practice yet.
Well, it showed.
Yeah.
They did not look sharp, and the Seahawks did.
So I don't.
They had a couple picks,
but they should look sharp against that.
Yes,
you know. So I don't. Again, this is why preseason. It's like, what do I?
Well, and then
what am I looking for?
Well,
here?
And I think you look for development from the young guys. I think you want to see some depth, like George Helani, who's a second year back out of Boise State. He looked really good. He had 8 touches, 81 yards.
But what I'm saying is, he looked really good against a Raiders team that hasn't.
Sure.
That obviously didn't care about the game and hasn't tackled.
But when you're hearing about Horton, you're hearing about Helani in practice, and people are saying, hey, these guys are showing out in practice. This looks good. And then when you see it go out, same thing with like Zabel, and you're like, hey, these are things in practice and in the scrimmages that we're hearing positive vibes, and they come out when it matters. Yes, against lesser competition, and the Raiders certainly didn't play good at all. And that shows itself on film. That's all you can do is continue to show that you belong. And I think there were some real positive signs. If I'm a Seahawks fan, not that questions get answered, but I think you're seeing a team that looked prepared to play and I think has taken some steps.
How the hell did they tie with them?
Well, you get into the second half and then all bets are off, because then you're playing guys in the second half that are not on NFL rosters. At that point, it really is individuals just trying to fight for a handful of roster spots or to stick around on a scout team. So when you get to the second half, you can't take anything from a team concept. That is individuals just trying to prove that they belong or put out some good tape for eventually when you're cut or end up on a practice squad that someone else wants to pick you up.
I read where Ashton Jeanty
mm-hmm.
had 3 carries for minus 1 yard.
Yeah, and on 2 of them, like he
why only 3 carries though?
Because they didn't, they only played their starters, and not even all their starters. They only played.
So he didn't really. He wasn't even a.
He was, yeah. He wasn't even a factor. And twice when he took the ball, He literally had to make a spin move as soon as he took the ball because someone was at his feet. The Seahawks defense was suffocating. The Raiders offense looked very, very poor.
So undefeated.
I think it'll be an interesting. I think it'll be an interesting division. The only thing I'll say about Seattle, I think their defense is going to be a top 5 or 6 defense in the NFL. Offense-wise, let's be honest. People talk like their tackles are solidified. They are not. Abe Lucas can never stay healthy, and Charles Cross is good, not great. And last year, I thought he took a step backwards. You put Zabel in at left guard. He's a rookie, but you're hearing good things. But last year, depending on which ranking tool you want to use, this was either the 29th or the 31st worst offensive line in football. And Gray Zabel doesn't make it that much better. So you still have question marks on the offensive line, and you replaced your 2 top receivers and you replaced your quarterback. generally speaking, that, and by the way, you're tight end. And I know that you let him go and you feel good about Arroyo and some of the other guys you have. But generally speaking, when you make wholesale changes like that on offense, it usually means probably a little bit of a step back or at least some growing pains. So we know Seattle is not going to be bad. They just aren't, because the last handful of years, this is a 9-win team. They're a game away from the postseason. And I think the defense making a step, and it's going to for year two under McDonald, their defense is going to keep them in ball games. So I think the floor for Seattle is 9 games. And can they win one or two more and get into the playoffs? I think that's a very real possibility.
So
and,
their over-under win total
yeah.
is 8.5.
And that's...
But you got to pay -140 for that.
Yeah. So I think the floor is 9 games and you miss the playoffs by a game. And I think the ceiling is... I think it's probably a wild card and maybe one win in the postseason. But when you run into the elite teams, I just don't think there's going to be the firepower to get it done.
What so, two divisions do they get? Non-con.
Their schedule is they get.
Oh, they get the AFC South, or the NFC South.
Yeah.
And.
Bloop. So they get their schedule. They start out with the Niners, and then they get the Steelers, Saints, Cards, Bucks.
I thought you got two divisions non-conference. Am I wrong about that? You only get one division, and
you
then
only get one division, and then the spread rest out. Is yep. So you get...
Yeah, because you get everyone in your division twice. You yeah. get one division. AFC division, and then you get some sprinkled NFC. Yeah.
So they get Niners, Steelers, Saints, Cards, Bucks, Jags, Texans, Commanders, Cards, Rams, Titans, Vikings, Falcons, Colts, Rams, and then you finish off with Carolina and San Francisco.
So they get the NFC South.
Yes.
Which is a bad...
It's a bad division.
Division.
Yes.
And then their others are...
Pittsburgh...
Tampa,
Yaks.
No, that's NFC South.
Or yeah.
Jacksonville, Houston.
Commanders.
The Commies. Yeah, so, okay.
Yeah.
Not great, not bad. I was just thinking because the NFC West is going to probably be pretty competitive.
I think it's going to be very competitive.
I mean, the yeah. Arizona's better.
Some people really like
the Rams are the favorite.
Yes.
And then you got the Niners who you shouldn't count out.
No. If Matthew Stafford's back holds up, I think the Rams are a Super Bowl team. I think that has everything except for a quarterback that isn't 1,000 years old with herniated discs. But yeah, it's going to be a very competitive division. And I think Seattle's going to be in that mix. And I just think this is a better team than what we've seen the last 2 years, and they've been a game away. So I think Seattle makes the postseason. I don't think they make a lot of noise in the postseason, but this to me is a playoff team.
All right, up next, someone is claiming to have orchestrated Dido Gate in the WNBA. Who is it? Is it Jason Skanek?
It's not me. Or is it?
That's next on 105.1 The Fan.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, we have a culprit in the sex toy fiasco in the WNBA.
We've got a couple of them. A couple of them have been caught.
And we think.
Questioned.
And arrested.
Swag today was calling for federal charges.
Yes, that's right.
Swag now believes, Swag and Nick Wright now believe that
Nick
because.
Nick Wright?
Yeah, Nick Wright was losing his S over it. But Swag today, I heard, went as far as to say, now that we think it may be a coordinated effort, have they violated some sort of interstate so now you can get them on federal fraud, like federal, like charge.
Like crossing state lines to commit a crime type deal? Like,
really?
Yeah. Go on.
Swag now wants us prosecuted as a RICO case.
Yeah, put him in jail.
He wants the feds involved because he said the feds, a federal crime, a federal felony will have some teeth. Oh, my God.
I'm in on that. Just tell Trump they're liberals. He'll go after him.
There's people literally losing their mind over this. Now, granted, I will admit, this has just become stupid and...
it's always been stupid.
Yes, but at least at the beginning, you could kind of chuckle at it. I think it's more funny that people are losing their mind over it and trying to make this out like this is some sort of, like, the worst thing that's ever happened in the history of humanity. Like, people are like, this is a sex crime. Well, this is a hate crime. Swag calling for federal charges for an 18-year-old
what?
Throwing
what
a sex
What is something
toy.
That's worse? I mean, you can't
nothing.
Be...
Nothing. No, the suffering.
You can't, yeah.
The suffering here, the impact.
Some guy hit a 9-year-old girl with a Dito. You can't do that.
So now we may have found out that it's a coordinated yes. effort.
So a self-described cryptocurrency enthusiast told ESPN that he is part of a group that orchestrated recent sex toy stunts that have disrupted at least 3 WNBA games. Yeah. The man, who spoke on the condition of anonymity over video conference, said the stunts were meant to market a crypto coin that his online community created. The WNBA and all its controversy, he said, made the league a logical target. He said it was more or less like an opportunistic approach to, you know, what is already trending. Where is there already controversy and how do we intercept some of that attention? The man, who uses Lieutenant Daldo Rain as his username on X, a nod, he said, to the Brad Pitt character in the movie Inglourious Bastards.
Aldo Rain.
Oh, yeah.
That's
well, he put
yes,
Daldo.
Yes, he put, yeah.
So clever. Kept his camera off and refused to give his name or age during the call. The group, he said, wants to reclaim the creative and community aspect of the crypto world. Oh, we wanted to really make memes funny again, he said.
Let me just say, if you wanted to make something that at one point some people thought was funny and you want to make it as pathetic and lame as possible, get cryptocurrency involved.
God, no
it's
kidding.
Like when old people got a hold of Facebook and instantly everyone went, ugh, like, really? It's
yeah, I mean, like, that's what you think is funny? That's why I've just never thought it was... The whole bit is stupid.
It's a crypto coin? Cool. And by the way...
But we don't even know what the crypto coin is!
Well, people are saying that the crypto coin is the green D...
Green Dito coin.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
And that the idea is this will help pump their bags.
Yes.
Oh, well, so the bet's on the next color of the toy?
Yeah.
Well, that's
being tossed?
A bet. That's yes, a that's bet. One of the main bets.
Well, that bet... I mean, it was clearly going to always be green.
Except this last one was purple.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Might not be the same party.
Yeah.
What do you...
Well, copycat.
What
you
the
know.
Hell?
But there is a green Dito coin. It's like, but there's a fart coin. So
no, fart coin did incredibly well.
There's a buck coin. Did you know that?
So, well, Buck's now there's a green D coin. So
Soup coin?
Yeah. It's so
All right, stupid. Well, hopefully it goes away. I don't know what this guy... Yeah. I don't know why he came forward.
I don't know.
But... Or how ESPN found him, but he didn't really come forward because he didn't give his identity. So
but just know every time one of you talking heads loses your S and makes this out to be like the Holocaust of sex toys, you just make it worse and you only dig a deeper hole. Ignore it.
Federal crime.
Federal crime.
Let's go.
Yeah, I just watching his wheels turn in real time. Now that it's a coordinated effort, is there some way we could get the feds involved? Because that's what our federal prosecutors need to do is round up sex toy throwers, because this can't go on. Oh my God, won't someone think of the children and the women?
Well, I don't know, but they'll probably soon have that 9-year-old girl interviewed on ESPN.
That's right.
She'll be crying and be like, I can't sleep at night.
I can never recover from this.
It harms people, Jace.
It does.
You can't be harming people.
No, you can't have people seeing sex toys in the middle of games.
Let's let these ladies play in peace.
That is true.
Okay?
Let them be.
It's a joke.
And it's a bad one at this point.
It's a horrible joke. It's always been a bad joke. It's dumb. People are dumb. Stop being dumb. Listen, if you're going to do something to kind of get yourself attention, make it be creative.
Someone's saying the value of the coin has tripled since the first one hit the coin.
Damn it. See, this is why we're all dying.
This is why of this. This is why eventually the Chinese will own us, and they deserve it. we stopped being a serious people a long time ago.
All right, up next we've got a little bit of history coming at us, and a fun fact, sports fun fact. Next hour on 105.1 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.